Have you ever been in a situation where you needed a solution but didn't know what it was? Me too. Is there a person alive who wouldn't raise their hand to that question? Probably not. The topic we are going to delve into today is one of the perks of living an intuitive life. Solutions. Solutions exist. We'll talk specifically about the not knowing and how to move with aplomb, even through periods where you think you might prefer to tear your hair out instead of experience whatever is happening for one more second. All today on the Own Your Intuition Show.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome to the Own Your Intuition Show. I'm Aimée Cartier, psychic, author, teacher, speaker, and mom. First things first, a shout out to those of you who have already gone on your podcast apps and left a star rating and a review for this show. To those of you who've reached out to tell me that you've passed on the Own Your Intuition Show to your friends and loved ones, also, shout out to you. And to those of you like Renee, who recently reached out in an Instagram DM to say this to me. This podcast came at such a poignant moment for me and has been guiding my daily thoughts and decisions since I listened. I am in the middle of so much pain and stress right now, and the advice to rest and follow the path of least resistance has been a godsend. Love to you, Aimée. Renee, I am so glad, and thank you for taking the time to tell me so. I am sending you love and wishes for all the right, easy wins to return you to health and wholeness. She's referring to episode 41, everyone, if you are needing cheerleading right now in that front too. I am rooting for you. I also want you to know that on my website, aimeecartier.com, you can download for free the first part of my book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life, the topic of which is going to be relevant to the stories I'm going to tell you today. So, have you ever been in a situation where you needed a solution but didn't know what that solution was? Is there a person alive who wouldn't raise their hand to that question? Probably not. The topic we're going to delve into today is one of the perks of living an intuitive life. Solutions. Solutions exist. We are going to talk about the not knowing and how to move through those periods with aplomb, even if you're having an experience that makes you want to tear your hair out. And I'm going to give you examples from my own life. So let me start by saying solutions exist. These days, I feel we are inundated with bad news. This disaster here, that disaster there, the climate is deteriorating, this incredible amount of pollution is building here on Earth. I recently had to take the news app off of the main part of my phone because every day, every morning, all I saw was just junk. It was depressing. And one-sided. Because here is what I want to say about it. A message from me to you. One that isn't really talked about so much. Whenever there is a problem, whenever there is a challenge, a solution exists. I'm going to say that again. Whenever there is a problem, a solution also exists. There is a way to turn the climate crisis around. There is a good, better, excellent way to deal with all of the plastic waste we are creating in the world. There are solutions. And just as an aside, if you are listening to your intuition, they are going to come faster. Problems don't just exist without ways for them to be fixed. I know maybe it sounds like an oversimplification, but I don't believe it is. In terms of the big solutions, we may not be the person who can solve it. I am not the engineer with the know-how as to how to deal with the plastic debacle. But I am telling you that that person, those persons, are alive right now. And somewhere in the world, one person, usually many, are going to get the message, the download, and start moving in that direction. Sometimes I think of a problem like a dam in a river, like a collection of sticks that has made a blockage in the river. Eventually, the river is going to move those sticks. Either it's going to wear it down slowly over time, or it's going to find a workaround. We have many friends who own property near Mount Rainier. It's along the Cowlitz River. The river is a dynamic thing. Every year, it changes. This year, it whittled away at the bank in this one section so deeply that there was a large tree basically sitting on a cliff with no support below it. Eventually, that tree came down. There are whole sections of the property that don't exist anymore because the life that is the river has taken them. It's reworked them into something else. So, a problem is sometimes like a jam of sticks in the river. Sometimes it's a problem because you think it should be otherwise, when it wasn't yours to manage or decide at all, like whether or not the river wanted to take that tree. We all wanted it to stay. Life, vitality, the living force that is the river, had another trajectory. So here's the thing that I'm trying to get to by saying all of this. Solutions exist for all the things. Whether you are talking about giant things that affect the planet or small things in your life or things that feel like big things in your life because they're keeping you up at night. Hope is not lost. It's not lost on any front, from personal to global. And personally, I think we need to talk more about that, because only hearing the crappy stuff does not put anyone in a position to cull the answers. It drags us all down. Hopefully, you can grasp the subtlety in what I'm saying and recognize that I'm not suggesting a Pollyanna approach. But what I am suggesting is that we give far too little airtime in our media or in our minds to the fact that if there is a problem, there is also a solution. And you can't get that from the news. They don't talk about that. We don't hear about the good news. I don't know why. Maybe it's the fear sells kind of mentality. I don't know. But I'm here to say that it does exist. For every challenge, there is a solution. I started following this woman, a scientist named Alana Wood, on Instagram recently because she does what she calls something like the good climate news. Her handle, if you're interested, is at It's the Garbage Queen. She tells you all the wins the climate is having right now, the actions or programs or lawmaking that has happened for the Earth's health. She talks about the solutions that are happening. I had a student who would read the news and then pair it with a visit to the Good News Network site afterward to offset the carbon emissions of reading all that crappy news. Just kidding about the carbon emissions, but to offset the energy depletion of the only news that we seem to get, the bad news. This is Aimé Cartier, and today on the Own Your Intuition show, we are talking about the understanding that solutions exist for every challenge as a perk of living an intuitive life or following your intuition. And I'm going to give you some examples. So other than the brilliant good news that we never hear about and that solutions exist or will exist and can exist, this is how it's related to intuition. When you are in touch with your intuition, you have example after example in your life of how a problem, a conundrum in your life was solved because your intuition dropped in a little morsel of information that was just the perfect fit for you and your troubles. Wait for it. It's not hopeless. So, let me give you an example from my life. My children are not easy to raise. I don't talk about my children too much in my work because a lot of the time I don't feel comfortable talking about their stories. But a part of their story is my story too, as a parent. I have one child who is allergic to sugar. It seems to be a neurological allergy, like it really affects his brain. It sends his whole body into what our friend, neighbor, parent educator, and neurodivergent brain expert, Betty Peralta, has dubbed for me as toxic stress. Unfortunately, in our world, sugar is everywhere. It's used as a substance that signals a reward. And even in our mammal brains, it does this. It has this biological effect that we can't help. Sugar is commonly offered as a means to sweeten a relationship or signal a job well done. The library programs for kids, or tweens at least, offer a big bowl of candy that kids can help themselves to when they walk into the door for what they're doing. It's everywhere. You don't notice the fact that it literally appears everywhere, that there are very few places without it until you have a child with an allergy to it. For example, in October, November, December, it's a bowl of candy by the cash register where I buy our pet food. This month, it's going to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or some Halloween treat. Next month, it'll be candy canes, etc. That's just one example of thousands I could give. Sugar is offered with a smile and as a treat at every gathering you are ever at. If you are a child who cannot partake in a treat that it feels like everyone in the world has, it makes you feel really bad. You feel left out. You feel like everyone in the world gets this good thing, but you do not. Sugar is also very addicting to the body and brain. There are actually support groups for sugar addictions. Initially, sugar gives you a huge dopamine hit. Dopamine is a happy-making hormone. And if you are a person whose body or brain needs more of these dopamine hits than most, perhaps related to the neurodiversity of your brain, sugar is something you want. It's an easy win for your body's dopamine craving. So sometimes not only do you really want it, but you lack the impulse control to turn it down. So having a child who is allergic to sugar is like living with or raising an addict whose drug is everywhere and offered with sweet and endearing smiles in every place you are by everyone you know. Having a child who is allergic to sugar is also like having a baby vampire. My son would hate this analogy, but it makes me laugh, and so I have to use it. Because sometimes, especially with really big challenges, you have to find a way to laugh at them so that they lose some of their bigness. So, you know the Twilight series by Stephenie Meyer? Books, movies, set in Forks, Washington. It's a book series about vampires. In it, in the vampire world, it's taboo to turn a child into a vampire because they don't have the wherewithal to discern. Their brains aren't formed enough to make decisions about their eating habits. They'll reap destruction, take out a whole village of people for the sake of an internal hunger that they can't help but have, since they're a vampire. So, having a child who is allergic to sugar is like having a baby vampire, a child vampire, who is not grown enough to resist or look at the overall picture of, is this a good idea? Is my body and being going to pay for this in ways that feel harrowing and intense and terrible as they are happening? How does it affect the world? Those I love. Because let me tell you, when my son eats sugar, it affects everyone he loves. I will skip the details for my son's sake, but let me tell you, it basically takes us all out. So, myself and my family live in a world where crack is offered at every turn with a person who is still developing and can't totally say no to this crack and who takes our whole family down when he doesn't. Okay, that about sums it up. Baby vampire. This is my new code phrase for myself to keep me laughing about it. I seriously have not told my son this, and I don't know if I will. So to my son, if you ever hear this, I'm not saying that you are a baby vampire. I am just saying that this whole thing is like what I imagine it would be like to have a baby vampire. It's really hard for the baby vampire too, I think. I've never actually had a baby vampire, but okay, I'm amusing myself here. In any case, I'm telling you all of this because I want you to know that when I say there are solutions to every challenge, I am not being trite or talking about what to wear or any other fluff question. I am talking about and experience really deep and sometimes vast feeling conundrums, just like many of you. I am in the trenches with the rest of you, with real challenges. Incidentally, I find by the nature of what I do as a psychic, where people come to me with their deepest and most harrowing conundrums, that it is safe to assume that every person alive will face some deep challenges at some point in their life, sometimes for years, sometimes shorter. It looks different for each of us. The stories, the what, who, where are different. But the school of life is rarely without challenges, hurdles, problems to solve or overcome. So think on that when you feel alone in the world with what you are experiencing. We may not have the same challenge, but we've all got them. And what I'm saying, what I am underscoring for everyone today is that solutions do exist, even to the most harrowing challenges of having a baby vampire in your home where the food for vampire, said vampire, the bad food for said vampire is everywhere. And if you live a life that is in touch with your own intuition, that listens to the subtle and sometimes small voice of solutions as they arise, one, you're going to get those solutions faster. Two, you're not going to discount unconventional ideas that actually solve when they come and maybe in unusual ways. And number three, and this is a big one, no matter what you are facing, you know that solutions exist. And we, my husband and I, are open to those solutions. We have always been interested in finding a place where this sort of neurological allergy is tested and verified, or even hoped to be understood. We are even more interested to know if there are any antidotes. So if you're listening to this and you've got knowledge along those two lines, please shoot me an email, amaecartier.com. Just go to my contact page. But this is the thing. The perk of living an intuitive life that is different than a non-intuitive life. It doesn't bother me when I don't know the answer. Not because I don't want an answer, but because even when I have a challenge that I desperately want solved, I have this feeling in my bones that since the challenge exists, a solution exists. I've had thousands of experiences that have shown me that. I've done thousands of readings where I've seen that in other people's lives too. I can never control the timing of it, the arrival of the solution. Neither will you be able to. But I can tell you, I haven't gotten to having a 12-year-old with a sugar allergy without having my share of wins and solutions and divinely guided support drop in along the way. We recently had a very difficult parenting week related to my son's experiencing toxic stress. It brought up another big question for me. I honestly can't remember what it was right now, and I'm not going to dig through my journal to find it because most likely it involves details of my son that he hasn't given me permission to share. But it was one of those burning questions. Like, oh my God, how do we do this? What is the way forward? I can't even see. And we need this. And what I noticed, right next to the burning question in my body, was a kernel and a seed of hope. As my question unfurled, so did it. It was like the question itself fertilized it. The seed of hope that there is also an answer beginning to grow. It was there in my body and being right next to the space where I wanted to pull my hair out because baby vampire. Because experience has shown me through even the most challenging of experiences that just like the sticks in the river that eventually get moved, maybe they one by one dislodge and are set free, one small answer at a time. Or maybe the river finds a workaround and changes its course altogether to accommodate a better way. The answer does come. And I thought it would be hopeful for all of you to know this too. If or when you next find yourself in that moment, maybe you want to tear your hair out. Maybe you want to kick and scream. Maybe you're just panicked at the way the river is pressing on you right now. In any and all of these situations, remind yourself, if there is a problem, if there is a challenge, there is a solution. And if you're asking a question, an answer will appear. Let the hope unfurl. Let it grow into the solution it is. All my love. This is Aimée Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition Show. I've got a book called Getting Answers that will alight your way if you want guidance on asking your questions and getting answers. It even has a bullet point list, chapter 10, of what to do when you are in those moments that I am speaking of on today's podcast. It's also just one part of what I teach in my Own Your Intuition program, which incidentally, I just reopened the doors to. We circle together for 13 moons. We gather on new and full moons. In the meantime, you get audios and documents and homework to dive into and practice at your own pace as you are living your life. In my Own Your Intuition program, I am here for you to ask questions of and to support your journey as you master these tools that will allow you to know in your bones there's always a way that will allow you, through your own experience in life, have kernels of hope unfurl in you when your own challenges arise. To know, as I do after all these years, where there is a problem, there is also a solution. Hope to see you there. See you next week.
All I give, everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.